You're listening to Passages, a publication from the Continental Divide Trail Coalition. This article is called A Shared Path, written and read by Sharon Buccino, board member for the Continental Divide Trail Coalition. A Shared Path. I came for silence. Instead, the rain and hail pounded my old truck's top. A quick backpack trip on the southern section of the Continental Divide Trail in Wyoming started less than auspiciously. I had driven 90 minutes west of Laramie, Wyoming, the place my husband and I have called home for the past 6 years. It is also home to the University of Wyoming, where I have taught local government and legislation at the law school. I came to Wyoming looking for something different after being disillusioned by the polarizing politics in Washington, D.C. Opposing sides were pushed to the corners of the ring, posturing rather than conversing. Dialogue that could lead to understanding disappeared. The policy pendulum of D.C.'s presidential politics swung wider and wider. Leaving behind a long career as an attorney at the Natural Resources Defense Council, a national nonprofit, I came to Wyoming looking for unity. Could conversations occur at the local level that were not happening nationally? Could I find solutions locally where I hadn't nationally? Following former senator and Gillette shoe store owner Mike Enzi's counsel, I was prepared to lean into the 80% of what I could agree on with others rather than the 20% on which we might disagree. I also came for the wild. I sought valleys where you could hear the gurgling streams, wide open plains where you could see for miles, and mountains where you could feel the wind, plenty of it. I have found both we and wild on the CDT. Wet and weary, my spirit rose nonetheless as I walked south from Battle Pass into the Houston wilderness. Like the trail that straddles the country's backbone, I've sought a middle path. I've had all kinds of conversations while in Wyoming. I've listened to residents concerned about nuclear waste and to others looking for ways to expand economic opportunity beyond oil, gas, and coal. I've listened to landowners upset about proposed wind towers on adjacent property, and to others looking to payments from wind companies to save their land. Like the dark clouds above, despair sometimes settles in. While I'm focused on the 80%, are more and more people drawn to the 20? Is the space of disagreement and conflict easier? Am I selling out what I care most deeply about by trying to exist in the space of cooperation? As I walked the CDT, my choice was simple. Keep walking and get wet, or turn around and get wet. I kept walking. Although alone, I thought about civility. It's a positive word for me. A coming together, a willingness to work on the 80%, or at least to understand the interests behind the 20%. I recently learned that civility is not positive for everyone. In her essay, Civility is a Fantasy, Roxane Gay writes, calling for civility is about exerting power. For Gay, civility requires us to believe, despite so much evidence to the contrary, that the world is a fair and just place. While I likely agree with 80% of what Gay writes, I disagree with her disdain for civility. I recognize that the world is not fair and just. For me, civility, kindness, and understanding is how we change that. Gay asks us to reject the fantasy of civility in favor of repair. For me, civility is the pathway to repair. We're in this together. It's why I joined CDTC's board. Working with the organization's dedicated and skilled staff, We're supporting the trail community, as well as the gateway communities along the trail. May the CDT's shared path provide a model for the country. As my day on the CDT ended, I looked for a place to pitch my tent. Rays of the setting sun broke through the clouds that illuminated the trees and ridges to the east. A piece of a rainbow emerged in the distance. Each one of us, as we tread our shared path, deserves a rainbow's joy. You've been listening to Passages. For more information about the Continental Divide Trail, visit cdtcoalition.org.